Hi! So today we're going to make a little snail, and it will be made into a card. And I'm going to draw the shell or the conch or whatever you want to call it. And that's it. Well, the card for today was inspired by Gary the Snail. And I think most of you know who Gary the Snail is. That's SpongeBob's pet. It's a little snail that hangs around and has very, very long eye sockets. But today we're going to make our snail a little bit different. Of course, I'm still going to call it Gary, but it will be a little bit different, and it's basically for a card that you can give to somebody as a get well, you know, card, or somebody as best friends kind of thing, and you can make as many of these as you want. Basically, we're going to make a movable head for our little Gary the Snail, and that's what I'm gonna draw now. So I'll draw the head as an inverted P, and basically after this I'm going to draw the antenna on one side and then the antenna on the other side, and I am going to give it an eye and also a smile. Now that I have done this, then I'm going to color the antenna a little bit. So I have a purple crayon here and I'm going to draw it in purple. You don't have to follow the colors that I am doing. Obviously, you can draw your own Gary the way that you want to. And now I'm going to cut the head. Once you have the head already cut as well as the shell, then what we want to do is put them together. So we're going to do this, as you can see, and see where the neck fits. The reason why I'm doing this is because I'm going to put a little paper fastener in between, or a paper clip kind of thing, and I'm going to put it on the back as well. This will allow the head of our little Gary to move up and down, and basically this is what we're going to attach to the card. So you can move it all the way in so that the head is hidden, and then take it out, and that's how you know that it will actually work for your card. Now here I have a cardstock that I have folded in half, and you can do this with cardstock, you can do this with poster board. And basically what I'm going to do is put a little bit of glue in the part that goes to the bottom of the shell, but that will not hit the head of Gary, so that he can still move out of the shell, but that I can paste my shell into the card. So you can see that he goes in and out of the shell. After this, I'll wait a little bit for it to dry, obviously. Take another piece of construction paper and fold it so that I can make the grass for my card. Again, this is just a suggestion. You can go ahead and use something different other than construction paper. You can use any other material, but this week's theme is construction paper, so that's why we're doing everything construction paper. After I have my grass, which might be a little bit longer than what I need, but I made it a little bit longer so that I can get the amount that I need for my card, then what we're going to do is glue it in place. And remember, you have to glue it in the portion of the snail that is not movable. If you move it too close to where the head is at, then your snail is not going to move. So be very careful with where you're placing this stuff on, okay? Now that we're done, we're going to cut off the excess, and we can put in a message in the card. You can put a song, you can decorate it however you want. But this is the basic shape, and you can see that it goes in and it comes out, and it goes in and it comes out. And I hope that you really enjoyed this craft. I'll see you until next time, and bye-bye!